Hey there, folks. It's Valentine in the Morning. Here comes our full show podcast. Please enjoy.
This is everything we did today, just no music and no commercials.
Oh, so the best parts.
Yeah, exactly right. Some people call this evidence or exhibit A.
Oh, dear.
We'd like to not do that, so please leave that out of your minds right now. Sit back and enjoy Valentine in the Morning and join us live, of course, 5 to 10, Monday through Friday on 104.3 MyFM with iHeartRadio.
104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the Morning. Valentine's birthday is today. He'll be here any minute, and when he walks in, he's going to get the surprise of his life.
Oh, well, we can't tell him that yet.
Well, no, he's not listening right now.
He doesn't, huh?
He's probably in the elevator on his way up. But John, you recently joined the show. We have not had decorations like this for somebody's birthday in years.
Oh, I love it. I think it's so fun.
Great.
I even told Brian yesterday, I was like, I'm going to go get stuff anyway. So if there's anything you need, let me know. Like, I love decorating for people's birthday.
This is so festive in here. It just automatically boosts your mood.
Thank you.
He's going to be very happy.
Yeah, it's more for me than in us than it is for him, I think.
But I want to know about this specific balloon.
It says, I love you a latte.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was getting him a few birthday balloons, and then I was going through and I was like, I can't just get him regular happy birthday balloons. Like, we have to throw some spice in there and do something funny. So I was like going through and there was a Paw Patrol one. There was like a Super Bowl balloon, but that didn't really make sense. And then I saw one that was in the shape of a coffee cup and it says, love you a latte.
And it's
I
was over like, there.
That's hilarious.
By his little coffee station. So this is perfect. Thank you, John.
Thanks. I hope he likes it.
He's going to love it.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:20. It's Valentine in the Morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Yesterday, Governor Newsom visited a COVID testing site in South LA to discuss his plans to increase testing throughout the state. Even with the number of sites expanding, there continue to be long lines, staffing shortages, and a limited number of at-home tests available. Last week, Newsom activated the National Guard to help assist at testing facilities. Yesterday, a new mural went up in Los Angeles in the Fairfax District honoring Betty White. It features the words, be more like Betty. It includes a QR code so people can make a donation to the dog rescue, Wagmore Pets. Betty White was a longtime animal rights activist. If you want to see the mural, it came out really nice, or make a donation, we posted it, 1043myfn.com, 1043myfn.com/Valentine. John, can we check out the sports?
Well, there are two college basketball games happening right here in LA today, and both are hosting Oregon teams. So UCLA is going to host the Oregon Ducks at 6:30, and USC will host Oregon State Beavers tonight at 8 p.m. Unfortunately, due to COVID restrictions, it's not really possible to go to those games as fans right now, but you can still watch them tonight on ESPN.
Happy birthday.
To
me.
To you.
Who's going to sing it to me like Marilyn?
Not it.
Oh, I was going to volunteer Jill.
Oh, no.
She tapped out, bro.
I mean, I'll do it.
It's all yours. Yeah. Take it. Take it right now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I don't know if you ever saw that Marilyn Monroe clip.
Happy birthday. Valentine, happy birthday to you.
Wow. I'm so glad I did not attempt that.
I don't know what that was.
Knocked it
there
out
were points that it was great and points that it was scary and points that it was inappropriate.
We love you, Valentine. Happy birthday.
Yay,
Trevor,
happy
thank
birthday.
You. Trevor, did you hear the happy birthday, Mr. President, the legendary?
I feel like I've heard it spoofed.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh.
Yeah, that was legit stuff. That's the part you didn't do. And I guess that's probably appropriate you didn't do it. Good Lord.
The rest was appropriate?
I was late because I went to Starbucks. Because I'm like, if you get a free, like, I guess, coffee on your birthday or something.
Yeah.
And so I go, give me a tall coffee. And the dude goes, you sure you don't want a grande? It's your birthday. I'm like, all right. Then he goes, you sure you don't want a venti? I'm like, dude, I don't need a bucket of coffee. It's really sweet to offer, but I don't need a bucket of coffee.
What'd you end up going with?
Just a grande coffee. That's all I drink.
Great.
Yeah, just normal stuff. But then the funny part was I was telling Jill, this particular Starbucks I went to at the drive-thru, oh, it's a gut punch. You turn the corner, and until you make your order, then you turn the corner. Then you see how many cars are in front
yes.
of you.
Oh.
Six cars in front of me. It's the worst.
You never know what you're going to see when you turn that corner.
And then you're tanked. You're tanked
yeah.
on time.
You can't
oh.
get out.
Oh. Happy birthday. All right. That's the last mention of that. We got it out of the way.
Yeah,
we're
right.
done.
No,
no, no. 6:23. Here's Katy Perry. Do you ever feel 6:26. It is Thursday, January 13th. January 13th. Some 30 plus years ago, my mom gave birth to me. That's legit. You can say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scientifically, that checks out.
I got, this is kind of a neat little text. And by the way, Jill's got a list of some of the biggest movies coming out this year right after the break. And there's one on there I'm stoked about.
Yes.
People have been waiting for it. And I think a lot of people will be really, really happy to hear that it's finally coming out this year.
Especially with COVID, everything's been pushed and pushed and pushed. So 2022 is our year for the movies we've been dying to see.
All right, so Jill's got that list right after the break. I want to read you a text I got last night. This is from my nephew, Connor, who is 23 years of age. And he had his birthday yesterday. His birthday is the day before mine, right? I go, hey, man, you know, happy birthday, whatever. And he goes, thanks for the wishes. Ready to attack the world as a 23-year-old. I said, yeah, that's the same answer I'll give tomorrow at my current age. Then he wrote, dude, time's going to slow down. Hoping I can say I've made some meaningful connections like you've been able to when I'm 53.
Wow. Oh, that's nice.
What a nice kid, right?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Man, I want to rewrite what I wrote in your card.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Then I wrote back to him. I go, oh, you'll do great and you'll screw up. I've got 30 years ahead of you of ups and downs. Don't put things off. Love those who love you. Family and friends are the ones who will miss you when it's all said and done. So trying to please those that you can't doesn't matter. Be you and be humble. And I said, it's hard for you guys in this ever-changing, crazy world, but it's a treat to watch my sister's kids grow up and explore the world. Always here for you. Except right now because I'm going to the grocery store. Family's important. Friends are important. That's the most important thing. That's what I've learned in all my years, you know?
I've been thinking rat race. With Betty White's passing and then Bob Saget's passing everybody, well, most people saying like, oh, but she was such a good person or he was so kind. Like the way people are talking about them.
Yeah.
That's how I want to be talked about when I'm gone. Like I want people to be able to say like, she was a good person. She was kind
you're
to everybody.
Set. You know what? You've done so much good by being you at your age of
37. Am I 37?
I think you're 38 this year. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I am. You're right.
You know what annoys me about that though? Not you being 37.
You know what annoys me about you, Jill? Go ahead, John.
What annoys me is when someone passes, there are a lot of times that even if they're not a sweet man or woman, they're like, oh, they were the nicest person ever. And I think that clouds when you can actually say that about someone like you, Jill. You know,
oh
like,
my gosh.
If you just say, oh, Jill's a nice person, like, oh, you,
she, see, we say it a lot about her on the air, though, and stuff. And Jill, you are so nice to people. Mm-hmm. That I think you can take a few years off and you're still going to pass that litmus test.
Yeah.
You can make him a total dirt bag for a year and you've built up so much goodwill, probably you can pass that. I can't take that time off. Yeah. No, I cannot. I will tell you right now, I cannot take that time off. I've got to work. This is a project every single day that I work on. You've got banked goodness. I'm like, no, dude. I'm like right there. Where's the glass half full or is it half empty? I'm right on that line, man. That tide ebbs and flows. Some days, whoa, he's low tide.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so Jill's list coming up next. It's 104.3 My FM. It's Valentine's morning. Plus $1,000 on the way at 7.
104.3 My FM. 90s to now.
Wake up.
And Valentine in the morning.
It's been a few minutes since I've done a report. Almost forgot my name for a second. Hey, Nance. What happened there? What was that?
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You know what? And real quick, you live in Santa Clarita. I live in Fillmore. So coffee on me whenever you want.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Let me know.
Nancy, I'm married.
Oh, I am too. I'm just...
What are we doing? Nancy, this has to stop. We can't go on like this.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
That actually was hot right there. The whisper was hot. The whole thing was a joke, but that whisper actually was pretty hot. That's a nice birthday gift. Thanks, Nance.
You're welcome.
All right, weather today, cloudy, a little cooler, temp 60s, mid-70s, 62 El Monte, 55 Newport Beach. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
First it was George Clooney, then The Rock, then Kendall Jenner, and now Mark Wahlberg. I'll tell you what they all have in common coming up at 6:50.
Every time I see him on Instagram, he's doing all these like workout videos because he has his own like clothing line and stuff. I think it's called Municipal.
He's in so much. There's a documentary about him on one of the streaming services. And
he's just into so many different things.
Yeah. Each episode shows all the businesses he's into. It's crazy.
It's funny. Like, you know, he's got this workout thing going on and stuff. But then you go sit at like Wahlburgers and those burgers will fill you right up. Oh, my gosh. So Jill's going to run down some movies that are coming out this year, and there's quite a few that we've been waiting for anxiously.
There's so many that I'm only going to go up to this summer because there's just so many movies that have been pushed and pushed and pushed because of COVID. First of all, Scream, the fifth movie in the franchise, is out tonight. There's some special screenings tonight for that. Moonfall, starring Halle Berry, is coming out on February 4th. It's about a NASA executive, an astronaut, and a conspiracy theorist that all travel to outer space together. Then Marry Me with Jennifer Lopez. It looks like the perfect Valentine's Day movie.
Yeah.
She plays this pop star.
That looks and then cute.
She's engaged to Maluma, but then she decides to marry a stranger who's Owen Wilson. It just looks like it's going to be really
good.
Just the
idea that it's like J-Lo and Owen Wilson. I'm like, all right, I'm sold on that. I love Owen, too.
Yeah, they're so good. And then The Batman with Robert Pattinson. A lot of people excited for that.
The Batman.
That's coming out March 4th. So just a couple more weeks for that one.
How'd you get audio of that? That was awesome.
Yeah, no, we got an exclusive with Rob Pattinson.
Can we hear it one more time?
Yeah, let me play it.
The Batman.
Oh, man, so good.
Wow, that's awesome.
Dude. Val, you're going to be excited about this one.
Okay.
Downton Abbey, A New Era.
I know.
That comes out March 18th.
March 18th. My wife and I are counting that down. I cannot believe Downton Abbey. Oh, my God. That is a birthday present. I made it through the pandemic watching like Downton Abbey, then getting into the movie of Downton Abbey. So I watched the entire series, watched the movie, then watched it again. My wife was like sick of it because I was into it so much.
Well, you're going to love this movie.
It's yeah.
Over 2 months to wait for that one.
Oh, God, that's great.
And then I had no idea that these two were filming a movie together. Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. It's a movie called The Lost City. It's coming out March 25th. She's an author of a romance novel, and then he's the model that's on the front of the cover. And so they're doing this book tour together. So that's The Lost City, March 25th.
That's a nice premise.
That's
cute.
That could be good.
Yeah.
The next Fantastic Beasts movie is coming out April 15th. That's The Secrets of Dumbledore. Legally Blonde 3 coming out May 22nd. And then, for your birthday, Val, Top Gun Maverick coming out May 27th.
Nice.
That has been pushed.
That's been pushed so,
so
much.
Many
Everyone's been waiting for that one, right?
So right now it's May 27th. John Wick Chapter 4, same weekend. I love the John Wick films with Keanu Reeves. I'm so excited.
Did you read the script for that for this one?
No.
Because they don't have one.
Okay. They're such good movies.
It's a bunch of fighting.
And then Jurassic World Dominion's opening June 10th. Lightyear with Chris Evans. That's June 17th. That's when the voice of Buzz Lightyear. And then Elvis, which is with Tom Hanks. He plays Elvis's manager. And then Austin Butler is playing Elvis. That's coming out June 24th.
Who's Austin Butler? I don't know him.
He was on the only thing that he was dating Vanessa Hudgens for a really long time.
Does he look like he'll make a good Elvis?
He's going to make a great Elvis.
Where did you go in your head right there?
A very good, very nice place.
Oh, he's a good looking dude.
Oh,
wow.
He's incredibly handsome. He's typically blonde.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I've seen like some photos of him with the dark Elvis hair, and it's lovely. And then the last movie on my list, Thor: Love and Thunder, coming out July 8th.
Oh, that's awesome too.
Yeah, so many good movies coming up.
That's cool. All right, 6:39. It is 104.3 MyFM. We do have First Sip coming up. So if you get a cup of coffee in front of you, and you want to kind of toast this Thursday morning with us, we do it every single day about this time. Well, toast the day in front of us, give us good vibes, put you in a good spot. We do it together. 6:46, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Tons of texts coming in here at 31043 for my birthday. Thanks for that, guys. Very sweet of you to wish me a happy birthday. Appreciate that. January 13th, the big day, That's right.
It's a good day.
I've got a birthday cake, too.
January 13th is one of the best days of the year.
Oh, my God, this guy.
I always thought that.
You've already got the job. You're good. You're good. But let's put our hands together. Let's do a really amazing first sip. Come on.
Hey.
You know what? In fact, we're going to do a different first sip today. Today's my birthday, so you're present to me. I will pass first sip to y'all, but I get a point to you, and you have to continue first sip right down the line.
Oh, gosh.
First person going is Brian Burden.
This makes me think of friendship and how much it means to be able to celebrate someone that you love, especially in these times.
And friendship can mean a lot of different things. You know, you guys have been friends for a long time. This friendship's a new friendship to me. You know, it's more recent. But I think that the time that you've spent in a friendship isn't always reflective of how deep that friendship can go.
That's true. And you never know how many trips around the sun that friend is going to have.
Oh, wow.
So you want...
That's not...
Let me finish. So you want...
So the point is, you better say your goodbyes now, I guess.
Goodbye, Val.
Happy birthday.
One,
that went well.
Two, three. Here's to a great day. Thanks for listening while I was here.
I do this every day.
It's Valentine in the morning.
1043 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
I wish I could have finished where I was going with that. It was not meant to be like that.
It's too late now.
Okay. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are engaged, and the ring has a very special, very meaningful design. I'll tell you all about it right after traffic.
And we're taking a quick look at the Commerce area. It's an accident along the shoulder, 710 North at the 5. Traffic is slow from Atlantic Boulevard. You're looking at about a 5-minute delay there in Carson. Accident in the clearing stages, 405 North at Santa Fe Avenue. South Almonte, stalled car, center lane blocked, 60 East at Peck Road. This report is sponsored by Grocery Outlet. Your neighborhood grocery outlet remains committed to providing you a clean and safe shopping experience. Their stores are locally owned and operated by people in your community, and they love helping you save money. I'm Nancy Rodriguez. That's traffic on 104.3 My FM.
104.3 My FM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg is now joining the likes of George Clooney, The Rock, Kendall Jenner, and he recently became an investor in a new tequila. And it's a company that was founded by Mexican PGA golfer Abraham Anser. And they were the first to kind of like reach out to him about this opportunity. And he visited the distillery in Jalisco. And then he ended up joining this company. So now he is going to have his own line of tequila.
Man, everybody's got investments going on and stuff. Do you ever feel like you look around and go, oh, I wish I was an entrepreneur. Or, oh, I wish I thought of something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like my friend who does the Janu scrubs and stuff.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
For doctors and nurses. $75 million investment yesterday.
What?
$75 million into her company. I'm so proud of her and her brother for that company.
Oh, my gosh.
If you work in the medical field, you know the Janu scrubs. Just absolutely amazing. A lot of people wear their masks and stuff, too.
Wow.
Patty down the hall, Little Libros, she's got millions of dollars invested into her book company.
Totally.
It's just so many people doing so many great things. And you're like, oop. And Jill killed me on the air a second ago, you know?
Rich, so we are rich in friendship and love.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are engaged. They both posted about it yesterday, and they've been together for about 2 years, but the ring is really, really special. Machine Gun Kelly custom designed this ring, and it's set on two magnetic bands of thorns with each of their birthstones on it. So one emerald and one diamond. They are drawn together as two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love. That's how MGK described it. And they posted these, like, I think the love that they have for each other is very beautiful. They are clearly infatuated with each other. And I loved everything that they had to say. But Megan Fox did end her post talking about how they drank each other's blood after they got engaged. So I don't know if that is true. But
you wouldn't understand.
I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
I wouldn't either, to be clear.
Huh. John didn't want to leave that hanging right there. He wanted to jump back on.
He's like,
you
wait,
know?
Hold on. No, it's true.
That was a great first sip. Hilarious. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Valentine. I'm celebrating my own birthday today. Oh, hey, happy birthday. So wishing you the best from Disneyland today. Another text. Boy, that took a dark turn. Another text saying the same thing. That went dark real fast. Happy birthday, Val. Love your show. Cannot wait to see you at all future events or at a future event from Sam and Winter Park. Remember that Sam I met at Knott's or not? LMAO. Yeah. People love Jill's first sip that she did for me.
I had a point. I had a message with where I was going with that.
Okay. Stage is yours.
Oh, okay. You never know. You never know when someone is going to leave us. So you want to treat each day like it's their last day. You want to say what you want to say. You want to love them the way you want to love them. You want to make sure that you want the best for them at all times. And so especially on your birthday, when we're celebrating you.
Yeah.
I love you. And I want you to know that.
Hold on a second. Sorry, we didn't get that on tape. One more time, please. What were you saying?
I love you.
Oh,
happy
but no, you
birthday.
Said it really nice
the
first time.
You said it the first time. Really?
Oh.
Yeah, we'll just kind of clean it off and go ahead.
I love you. Oh, that got creepy. Hold on.
I believe that.
It's true, though. I love you.
John, do you want to say anything?
You can't ask for love.
No, I would gladly give it. Brian, I love you.
Oh. What? Wait.
Oh, you.
Yeah. No, I meant me. It's, my, it's not his birthday.
Well, I love all of you guys.
Oh, now it's a generic I love you. You can't. He can't look me in the eye and say I love you.
Stomp on Jill's parade here. She had a moment, and I feel like she should have that moment.
Thank you, John.
Well,
it's true, though. You never know. Life is so short.
Sure.
Live the life you want to live. Love the people you want to love.
Exactly.
Be happy.
Exactly.
Do what you want to do.
Exactly. God, if she's like a predictor or something, this is my last day in the planet.
Wow. It seems that way.
I know,
like she knows something, right?
No,
she's got cats. She might be a witch.
What? No, we need to live life like it's our last day here.
Get your affairs in order.
No,
I know.
No.
It's like, I gotta go home then. I quit. Battle of Sex is coming up. You want to play? Play it yourself. I'm out. 866-544-MYFM.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
That was a little remix.
Yeah, it kind of slaps.
Nice job, Bri. That does slap. What does that mean?
I think it means it's
that's
cool.
It works, yeah, right? We get it contextually and stuff. It hits.
Yeah, okay.
It slaps. It hits, man.
I've been trying to sound cooler with John
John's
in the
language.
Room.
I've done the same thing, too.
Sometimes I slip into something.
Right. But then when I go, what does that mean? I don't sound cool when I do that.
But you when you do incorporate it into your vocab, I think you do a good job.
No cap.
Seamless.
Dude. No cap,
yeah,
right?
Very seamless.
Yeah. The I love you during the song was a tad bit creepy, Jill.
I agree. It's a creepy I love you. I totally agree with you on that one. My second one was better. The one you recorded is not that great.
I thought it was fine. Thank you.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Good morning, Valentine. I've been listening to your show for about 13 years. You've made me laugh, smile, giggle, cry, and think. You're one of the most uplifting people I know. I hope you have an amazing birthday.
Wow, it's so nice.
That's really, really sweet. What a sweet message. Oh, my God. You know what I say to you after a message like that?
I love you.
Yeah, thank you. There was that owl yesterday. What does that mean? You just said the owl was a sign I was going to, right?
A hooting owl. An owl that's making noises is usually the sign that bad news is coming.
Gotcha.
That's at least what I was told when I posted the owl outside my bedroom window.
Right.
That's what people
said. So I saw the owl yesterday, but the owl wasn't hooting. It was just a baby owl, kind of a smaller owl. I don't know if it's a baby or not, but a smaller owl on a branch. Just looking at me like 3 feet from my face, big eyes, seemed friendly. I looked at him like a little baby owl. We had a nice little moment. We talked.
Yeah.
But he never hooted.
Okay, then that's good. Then
right.
That's good.
So I should be okay.
Yeah, I think that means like wisdom.
Oh, nice.
You know, when you see an owl.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
With age comes wisdom.
Yeah, that's true.
There it is. You're right. Before my birthday, on birthday eve. Wow, that's pretty impressive. The battle of the sexes. We need a few more contestants. 866-544-MYFM if you want to play. Up for grabs. 21 Pilots at Honda Center right now, 866-544-MYFM. 710, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MYFM. Good morning to you. Thanks for listening to our show. Coming up later on this hour, have you ever been in a situation where your parents like your boyfriend or girlfriend a little too much? It's a bit much. They're really into them. You know what I mean? John Camucci, I guarantee you, we joked about it, but he probably goes through it all the time. He's such a likable guy. Every dad would see him and be like, oh, you're perfect for my daughter. You're the best. Moms would be like, oh, let me scoop you up like a thing of ice cream and just eat you.
I do typically do well with parents.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
What's your secret?
I just...
Being yourself?
Yeah, I don't really have one, to be honest.
Yeah, you're a good guy.
Growing up, it was always like, the parents loved me, and then the girl would be over it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Because you always want to like push back and you always want what your parents say you can't
totally.
Have type thing, right?
Totally, especially growing up.
Oh no. So there you're like high school and stuff in college and the parents like sign off of you and the girl's like, sign.
Talk about sign off.
But yeah. Now I'm sure a little bit later on in life, now they welcome that and they appreciate the fact that parents love you.
That's true. People used to always tell me in high school, wait till after college, then it'll all start coming to you. And it did.
So. Who was telling you that? Like fellow students or teachers or
mostly
adults?
Moms. Most after their daughters left me.
Most of those moms that liked you so much, after their daughters left and the moms are like, listen, it's going to get better. Don't worry about it.
Totally.
It is a battle of the sexes. Representing the men, his name is Cameron. He lives in Rancho Santa Margarita. He's an engineer, enjoys snowboarding. Cameron, what's up?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Representing the ladies, her name is Christine. She's from Arleta. She works in accounting and enjoys watching Netflix. Let's hear it for Christine.
What's up, Christine? Hi, Christine.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Christine.
Christine,
are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Gotcha. Okay. I was going to say that's an automatic win for Cameron. That'd be awesome. All right, here's how it works, Christina. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Cameron, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins if we're still tied the end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. What actor will play Batman in the newest rendition of The Batman coming out this year? Who's playing Batman? The Batman. You got anything? Christina, I think we might have lost you.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think there's something wrong with her phone.
Oh, that would stink. Oh. Well, give her a zero. Maybe she'll come back.
Okay. Cameron, what actress played Robert Pattinson's love interest in the Twilight films?
Hello?
Hang out. Hello? Yeah, hang on. We got you, Christine. We got you.
Okay, perfect.
All right, hang on. But it's not your... you missed your first question due to... space.
I know.
Cameron?
I'm trying to think of it.
It's Kristen Stewart. We're okay. We're tied now. 0-0.
All right. In the NFL, what city currently serves as a home of the Raiders, Christine?
L.A.
Oh.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, see? It's Angeles.
Cameron, Patrick Dempsey is also celebrating a birthday today along with Valentine. What is his nickname on Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, jeez. Never seen the show once.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. You trying to move things along over there or something?
I mean, there was no chance he was going to get there.
It's McDreamy.
He might have heard McDreamy in pop culture or something.
I've
seen
an episode and I know McDreamy.
Yeah. All right. 0-0 is the score. The SAG Award nominees were announced this week on Instagram. What does SAG stand for, Christine?
Screen Actors Guild.
All right. Look at you.
Woohoo!
And Cameron, who currently has a residency in Las Vegas and also has a song called Waking Up in Vegas?
Katy Perry.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Oh.
All right. That means we get to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Holler out your name. The answer, your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Brian finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
What was the greatest birthday gift you ever received?
Christine.
Cameron.
Christine.
My favorite cake.
What's your favorite cake?
Funch Revolve.
I don't know what she said, but as God is my witness, I would not have picked her to win. I would not have picked her to win. As God is my witness.
Ladies win!
Happy birthday, Val!
Thank you.
Christine, congratulations. You're getting a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social. Use the hashtag Valentine in the morning and share it with pride.
Woo-hoo.
You've also won a pair of tickets to see 21 Pilots at the Honda Center September 17th. There's also a bonus chance for you to win online at 1043myfm.com/contest.
Nice job, Christine. Nice job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For half the battle, she wasn't even there.
I know.
We thought we lost her. And she comes up and somehow wins this thing?
Tiebreaker.
Cameron, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Happy birthday, Val.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me on. John, I think you're awesome. I think we'd be friends outside the show.
Everyone
have a great day.
I heard you went snowboarding, and I was like, oh, we should go sometime.
He hears like one thing. He enjoys snowboarding.
Yeah, and I was like,
and
that's
he's ready to go. All right, where are you at this weekend? Where are you going to be?
Mammoth,
okay.
Oh, that's the real
place. That sounds like a comedian on a late night show. I'll be in Mammoth this weekend, and after that, Poughkeepsie.
Three things you need to know right now.
7:21, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. United Airlines reducing its flight schedule due to widespread staff shortages, which have caused thousands of cancellations. JetBlue also reducing its flight schedule by about 10%. Airlines have been canceling hundreds of flights every day since Christmas as they deal with staff shortages due to COVID-19 infections and bad weather in different parts of the country. The Girl Scouts of the USA and DoorDash have announced a new agreement that will allow DoorDash drivers to deliver Girl Scout cookies to your home. Those deliveries will begin next month. The pandemic has made the cookie delivery process difficult over the past few years. If you want to check to see when these deliveries will be available in your neighborhood, check out 1043myfin.com/valentine, 1043myfin.com/valentine. I assume the young ladies will still be outside of Albertsons and Ralph's and different stores and stuff. And I sometimes I don't buy the cookies. I just toss them a couple bucks because if you keep buying those cookies, all of a sudden, it's a COVID 22.
They're so good, though.
Oh, I know. I love the Thin Mints, and I put them in that freezer, then I take them out, crumple 100%. Them up, and put them in ice cream.
Ooh, yum. So
John Camucci got the sports.
Well, the Rams have added another player to their roster to help with their playoff run, and this player comes out of retirement. So last Sunday, their safety, Jordan Fuller, suffered a season-ending ankle injury. So now they've signed Eric Weddle. He's a 6-time Pro Bowl safety who retired with the Rams in 2019. So they're signing him to hopefully add some depth as they go into play that wild card game versus the Cardinals on Sunday.
Speaking of sports, did you know Jerome Bettis went back to college now? Did you see that?
I love that.
You're a Pittsburgh
story.
Fan, right?
Yes, yeah. He went back to Notre Dame.
Yeah, which is your wife's alma mater.
Yes, it's very cool.
Yeah, after what, like 30 years or something?
Yeah, and he said, I believe I might get this wrong, but he said he wanted to teach his kids to finish, you know, what you started.
Right.
And
It was really good. He had left like in his senior year to enter the NFL. This is just a tremendous, tremendous football player. He's in the Hall of Fame, I believe. So he had left his senior year, and always wanted to go back. He promised his mom, he said, I'd always go back and finish my degree. And he didn't have that much left, maybe like 4 or 5 courses.
Okay.
So he's finally going back and finishing that degree. So if there's anything you're putting off, you can do it.
That's cool.
This guy's going back to college. First day, though, he apparently shows up to class. There's nobody there. No one's in the class. No teacher, no students. They had canceled the class, but he never checked his email.
Is this a true story?
True story.
Incredible.
Never checked his email. Oh, no. He's sitting in the class. Nobody here, man.
I've done that a few times.
Imagine, like, when he went to school, he didn't even have an email back then.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
So he's not thinking I should check my email before I head off to school this morning. 723, this is Post Malone. Circles 104.3 MyFM. Post Malone, 727. It's 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. We have some texts coming in at 31043.
I'm sifting through all the birthday texts. Everybody's texting in to wish Valentine a very happy birthday. Keep those texts coming. Mm-hmm. Johnny says, I'm the one liked by the parents. My ex's mom treated me better than she treated her own daughter in almost every aspect. She would make me a hot meal no matter what time I showed up, and her husband and daughter had to fend for themselves. Also, nonstop margaritas. Melissa texted in, my mom loved the guy I was dating in college. She cried and was devastated for over a week when I broke up with him. And then Emmy said, my ex-in-laws love me more than their son. Still to this day, we're divorced. They call me and invite me over and not him.
No. Have you ever been in a situation where your parents like your boyfriend or girlfriend a little too much? Melanie, is that your situation?
Yes, very.
What's going on?
So, just recently, this past October, it was my little brother's birthday, and they were trying to decide what to do, and my brother ended up deciding to go go-kart racing. So, instead of inviting me and my boyfriend, instead, I got stuck babysitting my new nephew, and they all went go-kart racing without me.
Oh, so they took your boyfriend instead of you?
Yes, I got stuck babysitting at home instead.
So your parents really, really like this guy. How long have you been dating him?
We're going on to 6 years this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow. 6 years. He's part of the family, yeah.
Yeah, but he still gets invited way more than I do. My mom texts him before she texted me. my grandparents call them his grandkids, and he definitely gets way more Christmas gifts than I do.
Doesn't seem like it's bothering you, but are you happy about this? Because you love this guy, right? You're into him?
Yes, I'm happy. I'm really glad, but they need to remember that I'm the one in the family.
Yeah, when it comes to the party, was it just assumed that you would watch your nephew and everybody else would go, or did they kind of have to, did they ask you at least? That'd be something you would want to do?
They kind of did, but they asked me because they wanted him to go. And if I probably wasn't dating him, of course they would ask me. But the main reason was definitely because they wanted him. They had no problem with me not going.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this final thing then. So let's say, God forbid, something went wrong. You guys break up. How devastated is your family? Will they be mad at you for breaking up with him?
Probably. Yeah.
Would they try and keep
him way too much?
Do you think they'd try and keep him in their lives even if you weren't together with him?
Oh, yes. My boyfriend tells me all the time that if we ever break up, he'll still come over and call my mom and my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, you win. You win. They're really into him. I'm sorry that they have pushed you out of the house, so to speak. Have a great day, Melanie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jill has got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
After 16 years together, a couple announced they are separating. I'll tell you the latest coming up at 7:50.
Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Happy birthday. How are you?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Good, good. I mean, you're obviously on a day over 32. So, I mean, congratulations.
Hey. All right. Why'd she call?
I love my son's girlfriend. I love my son very much. My son has not been so successful in the dating pool. Like, he has not brought home some winners. But this girl that he's dating, she's amazing. She's wonderful. She's a go-getter. She's dedicated and driven. And yeah. She's El Salvadorian, and her parents used to own a restaurant. This girl brings me pupusas. She brings me tamales. She brings me everything. And I told my son, if you break up with her, if she breaks up with you, she's still welcome over here with all that food.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. That's so funny. So funny. How's their relationship going? What's the age thing here?
They're great. They're in their 20s. He's turning actually 22 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so they're going off to have a suit for the weekend to have a good time and hang out with his best friend and his girlfriend as well.
Good deal.
Deborah, how long have they been dating?
I don't know how long they've been dating. Over a year. I'm talking to my daughter over here next to me.
Okay, a little over a year.
Yeah.
You have a daughter as well?
I have two daughters and a son, yeah.
Okay, so it's not like you were looking to, like, get a daughter in the family. If all you got is boys or something, you're just falling in love with
her because
she's a daughter. You just really like her.
I have enough girls.
I get it. You like the food.
I love the food. Hello?
Let me ask you this. How much weight have you put on during this relationship?
Oh, not as much as I had with COVID.
Yeah, amen, girl. Amen. Amen. Deborah, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Tell your son happy birthday, too.
Oh, thank you, guys. You have a great day and happy birthday.
Thanks, love. Take care. Bye-bye. How many balloons are there? I mean, what's my plan with that? Put that in the Prius on the way home here?
Yes, sir.
Dude, I can float home. I'll be the guy from Up. You know, just like float home. He's got a bunch of balloons here in the studio. Those are cute. Those are very nice. Is that for my family?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's awesome. She's the best. My wife is the best gift giver ever. If you don't know her, you should know
her.
She
is.
She knows how to give gifts. And I just got apparently a balloon for every year of my life. Holy cow. Take a picture of that and put it on Instagram. I'll put it up. Go for Valentine in my story so you can see it. 7:41, it is Valentine in the morning. We have $1,000 coming up. That's at 8 o'clock this morning, easy money. We're talking about, like, you know, when your parents like your boyfriend or girlfriend a little bit too much. I think it's a great thing. It's wonderful. But I can see sometimes where you're like, hey, don't forget about me. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. Da-da-da-da. And then there is that little thing, I guess John was saying in his younger years, how once your parents or somebody likes something so much, it's not as cool to you anymore. And that cost him a few relationships in his high school years.
Right. And I'm sure it's also an issue sometimes if your significant other is so close with your parents, and then you get into a small argument with your parents.
Whose side do you pick, right?
Side. Yeah.
You always want them to take your side. And what they should do is take no sides at that point, you know?
Yeah.
Let you figure it out, because you have to figure that stuff out.
I'm the oldest of three girls, and my two younger sisters are both married, and they are married to wonderful guys. Like, my family, we are obsessed with them.
Right.
And so then now with me, as I try and find my next husband, that I'm just like, I have to have a Kevin Dorman and a Michael Cole. Like, I want my family to be obsessed with them the way we're all obsessed with my sister's husband.
Well, just make sure that the guy that you're into, whoever that is next, just don't say to him, you're my next husband.
Well,
leave that for a little bit, a few dates in or something. I'm trying to find my next husband. Is that what you got on your profile? Trying to find my next husband?
No.
That's not bad. Dad hates my birthday. You can't get mad at me about anything on my birthday.
Did I say my next husband?
You did, yeah.
You did.
I didn't make that up.
I thought you did. I said my next husband. Oh,
no, I said my next husband.
I meant my future husband.
You got to dream big. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
You're right. Dream big. Mm-hmm. Go after what you want in life, you know?
Yes.
All right, $742,000 coming your way.
I thought you made it up. I'm so sorry.
You thought I made it up? You're losing it.
Wait, what?
Yesterday you thought I made up Haley from Paramore coming to the studio.
I know. Oh, man.
Haley Williams from Paramore came in the studio a few years ago. Paramore has new music coming out, which we're all stoked about because Paramore's
absolutely
great.
First album in like 5 years.
So Haley Williams in the studio, Haley Nicole Williams, to be fair, in the studio a few years ago. Jill didn't remember her. And I go, Haley sat right in that chair.
I did not remember.
Did an interview with us. It was a great interview. She was very endearing. It was so much fun. And we had to go find a photo of Jill and Haley from Paramore standing together to prove to her that she was actually in the studio.
I love Paramore. I love Haley. And yesterday, I could not remember having her in the studio. And Valerie found a photo of us together. And there's even photos of her talking directly to me in that interview. And I just don't remember that.
You don't remember her or your next husband?
I know, I don't.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
On the next season of American Idol, there's going to be something even better than the golden ticket to Hollywood. I'll tell you their plan right after traffic.
Feel better faster. HogueUrgentCare.com. 104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
The next season of American Idol premieres next month. It's the 20th season. And if you watch the show, you know about the golden ticket that kind of sends you directly to Hollywood. This season, they're going to have the platinum ticket. And Katy Perry says that this ticket will give contestants the ability to go to Hollywood Week, but observe from the box seats at the theater. You kind of get to take a rest. She says one day they get to rest their voice, strategize, check out the competition, and then select who they want to duet with.
Sure.
So it kind of just gives them a little bit more of an advantage on the show, and that premieres next month on ABC. And no one really saw this coming. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have split. They've been together a little over 16 years. They got married a few years back, and they have two kids together. And they released a joint statement on Jason's socials yesterday, and he said, "We are parting ways in marriage. We share this so as we can go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty. The love between us carries on, evolving in ways it wishes to be known and lived. We free each other to be who we are, learning to become our devotion, unwavering to this sacred life and our children, teaching our children what's possible, living the prayer, may love prevail." Like, they're very deep, very spiritual, and their joint statement that they released, I was like, okay, like, I felt, like, not that my opinion matters whatsoever, but with their statement, I was like, I believed it. I really believe that these two will continue to have that love for each other and the love for their family.
I hope so.
After 16 years together.
It's always tough for the kids.
So tough. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
Yeah, we're also funny. Jill goes, not that my opinion matters,
not that
I'm going to give it right now.
But no, I love that. Good for
you.
This time.
No, I believe you too. I believe that you believe that that's going to happen.
I really hope so. With these two, I hope so. I loved them together.
So we've got the Battle of the Sexes coming up. 866-544-MYFM. The Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest. We have your tickets. Halsey's at this. Machine Gun Kelly's at this. It's a really good lineup.
Totally.
And we're going to get you into that. I just received, and I'm going to go live here on Instagram so you can see it, one of the sweetest gifts I have ever received.
And may I just say, I didn't know we were doing individual gifts. I thought we were all going in together.
Well, to be fair, I didn't buy anything.
But it was so heartfelt. I'm live on Instagram. I'm going to have Brian hold this so you guys can see it. It's checking connection. One of the sweetest gifts I have ever received from a person.
True.
No, because John, I'll tell you something. There was thought to it.
There was.
And with me, I'm one of these people that I like a handwritten card. Mm-hmm. I like a note. My love language probably is touch in the romance world. And just, you know, like I call Leilani Mrs. Darcy and I'm Mr. Darcy, Pride and Prejudice. You know, we're in that kind of romantic world. That's where I live.
Absolutely.
I probably have a very low testosterone and very high estrogen, probably.
Fair.
Based on who I am, right? But so John got me the nicest gift I have ever seen. There's a bag. It says happy birthday. Standard bag you'd probably get down, you know, at the grocery store or at the pharmacy for a birthday gift, right? Jill's making a face.
No.
It looks like there's something nice inside.
And John goes, you got to open it now. And I go, is it food? Can I eat it? He goes, no, no, no. You got to open it now, though. In this bag. I would venture 50 crumpled up pieces of paper that I can sit here and throw at the trash can across the room all morning long.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We have a recycle bin of paper. And when something's done, we just take it, crumple it up, and throw it in. And we call our shots. Jill's not really into this whole thing. It's more of a guy thing in
guys,
the studio.
You guys do it. I enjoy it. I enjoy watching you guys get such happiness from
right.
this.
And you can see this right now. Go for Valentine. See this bag of crumpled up paper. I'm live on Instagram. Go and then number 4 Valentine. And then I can do this all morning long.
I have been saving every piece of paper that Brian has used for the show this entire week.
Oh!
When he's done and he's about to throw them in the trash, I took them and I put them in my backpack
so
I could not use, not waste paper. I was just using paper that was going to be thrown away already.
All these papers I have, I just do it all morning long. How? You know, it's silly, it's paper, but the thought that went into that, ladies, if you are looking for a guy, I'm giving a stamp of approval on this kid right now, 27, single Orange County.
That's right. You too can get trash for your birthday.
No, but it's... You think I'm joking, but it really is a thoughtful, thoughtful gift, and it took some thinking. I love
it. That's
good, thank you.
Thank you, John. What'd you get me, Jill?
Yeah. Nothing.
I do the same, and I'll write your name. My fam, it's Valentine the morning, 7:58. This is funny. This text just came into my phone here.
Happy birthday to you.
It's my wife and son.
Happy birthday to you.
So Jill goes, who's the guy with your wife? Yeah, that's my kid. Colin's voice has definitely changed over the years and got much deeper and stuff like that.
Happy birthday, I'm having an affair.
Yikes. Just wanted to tell you this way with the birthday song.
Right.
Now you get to meet the new guy. It's great. Valerie Hernandez is in heaven right now because I sent something to her on Instagram yesterday. If you haven't seen this, can we put it up?
Yeah.
Let's repost it with @ValentineInTheMorning on Instagram.
Okay.
So @ValentineInTheMorning, we'll post it up there in the story section. And then all of our Instagrams are right there. You can follow all of us. It was the funniest thing ever. This guy, he does train spotting, and it's the funniest videos you've ever seen. Valerie, come to the mic and explain it.
Train spotting?
Well, train spotting.
Fair,
not like the movie Train Spotting.
I had no idea what train spotting was.
Mm-hmm.
And then all I just see is train just driving by and Joe Jonas waving. So that's all I really paid attention to.
Oh, that's all you watched?
She was focused on the music that was being played with it.
Oh, but you didn't go deep into that guy's account like I did?
No, did you go deep into Joe Jonas's account? Because
no.
If you listen to the music in the background, it's teasing new music.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
I totally missed that. Totally missed that.
Completely different people.
This guy, he just goes and watches trains, and he knows all about trains, and his camera angles are hilarious, and his giggle is the funniest thing you've ever heard in your entire life. He's a really cool guy. He's in Britain, and Joe Jonas was hanging out with him.
Cool. Where,
you got to see the video. I can't do it justice. It was very funny. @ValentineInTheMorning. We'll put it in the story. @ValentineInTheMorning. Battle of Sex is coming up. And $1,000 right after the Jonas Brothers.
We go together.
Good morning to you. Hope you're having a good Thursday morning. How's the weather outside?
A little
overcast,
gloomy.
A little gloomy.
Kind of be that way all day today.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I like it too. You know, I'm not ready for summer to come raging yet. I'm not ready for the hot spring days to come raging through here yet. I like the gloominess. I like the cooler temperatures.
Yeah.
Me too. You know,
that gives you somewhat of a feeling of seasons here in Southern California. Later on this hour, what do you quickly try to change at your house before people come over? Huh.
Or frantically clean, I guess.
Mm. All the shoes by my back door. Ooh. I have so many shoes.
Really?
And I'll just take them and throw them into my little closet down there if someone's coming.
Yeah, I was kind of the way my single days. I remember if somebody was popping by the house, anybody popping by, just, you know, popping by, I would shove all my laundry into a closet.
You're one of those. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the thing. I was one of those people.
Were you one of those people too? But you changed?
100%. I've changed. The thing, for me, it's the toilet paper roll. I put the toilet paper on the toilet paper roll because in a house of men, it just doesn't always get put on right away.
Well, you're basically in a fraternity house.
Yeah, well, other things are fine. It's just the toilet paper roll sometimes sits on the counter for a while.
Okay.
In
so
the
you
bathroom.
Put it on the roll.
Right.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I lost one girlfriend because of that. Because of all that, like, clothes in the closet.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. They're still looking for it, but it just fell down on top of her. It's a huge pile.
There we go.
Wait, I'm going to give you a good laugh at the dad joke because it's your birthday. Good one.
I mean, you could have pretended it was real.
That was great. Thanks. Let me tell you, get a fake laugh at one of your jokes. Just let me give you a heads up because it's your birthday. Here's a fake laugh.
With the dad jokes, always like, oh, okay.
For your birthday, I'm going to pretend you're funny.
No!
That's what she said.
You are funny, but
she is on a roll lately, isn't she?
No. The dad jokes, that I don't laugh as heartily as I do it at other stuff.
Do you have the audio of the first sip from this morning?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, at the end of the Battle of the Sexes, you have to hear what we call first sip. I'll tell you what, we'll play it after the break. You have to hear first sip from this morning. You will absolutely die.
It's fantastic. That way, though. I didn't mean
Nobody
it
came
that
out
way.
So brilliant. It's Jill at her best, the hilarity.
Oh,
that'll
no.
be after the break. But right now, it is a battle of the sexes. Reps of the men. His name is Steve. He lives in Sherman Oaks. He's an insurance agent. Enjoys fishing. What's up, Steve? What's up, buddy?
What's up? Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Melissa. She's from Santa Ana. She works at a nonprofit and enjoys spending time with her family. Let's hear it for Melissa.
Melissa, what's up, Melissa?
Hi, good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Here's how it works, Melissa. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Steve, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Here we go. Maverick and his wingman, Goose, are characters in what blockbuster movie?
Top Gun.
That's correct. Jill announced that is due to come out this year. We're stoked about it.
Steve, Valentine shares his birthday with William Hung. What TV show did William Hung famously audition for?
American Idol. She bang.
Yeah, that's right.
Valentine also shares his birthday with Patrick Dempsey. Could have gone there.
Yes.
But
that
we go
last
with William
hour.
Hung.
That was last
Wasn't there
hour.
Anybody else? Julie Louis Dreyfus, maybe? Could have used something
Rhimes,
like that? Shonda Rhimes, but no, we go William.
Orlando Bloom.
What female led alternative band just announced they're recording their first new album in 5 years?
Paramore. And I'm like, Jill, I remember.
Oh,
wow. Oh, slam. Da, da, da.
Steve, Holly, Bridget, and Kendra all starred on a reality show called The Girls Next Door with what well-known man?
Hugh Hefner.
That's correct.
All right, it is 2-2. We get a very competitive game here. Super Bowl Sunday falls on what date this year? What date?
February 13th.
Woo! Look at you. Oh, my gosh.
And Steve, what is Justin Bieber's wife's first name?
Haley.
Wow.
You guys are good. Let's go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Holler at your name if you know the answer. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Brian finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
Who was your most annoying coworker ever?
Steve.
Melissa.
I heard Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
I heard Steve.
Steve, go ahead.
Edgar.
Edgar.
My Dwight. From Office.
He was your Dwight. Okay. All right. I got you. Poor Edgar. You don't work with him anymore, do you?
No.
That was an odd pause. Yeah. He's in the other room. Tell us when you got it. Battle of the Sexes Championship Certificate. Download as PDF printed, hanging on your wall of pride. Congratulations, my friend. You've also got tickets to go to the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest. This is coming to Crypto.com Arena February 10th, an unforgettable performance by Halsey, Machine Gun Kelly. Your tickets, you can get them today, SuperBowlMusicFest.com and at Ticketmaster. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Melissa, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
I just want to say happy birthday, and I want to say hello to my daughters, Callie, Alyssa, Lily, and Amiria, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Oh, you're sweet. Tell them we said hello as well, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. And stay tuned after three things you need to know. We're going to play you what we call First Sip. We do it every morning around 6:40-ish. We all have a cup of coffee together and stuff and try and salute the day in front of us and try and just put ourselves in a really good spot, you know, collectively as a community. Today's First Sip was epic. Brian's going to pull a recording. We'll have it for you after three things you need to know. It's 8:18. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Yesterday, Governor Newsom visited a COVID testing site in South LA to discuss his plans to increase testing throughout the state. Even with the number of sites expanding, there continue to be long lines, staffing shortages, and a limited number of at-home tests available. Last week, Newsom activated the National Guard to help assist at testing facilities. The LA City Council is planning to rename a street in Boyle Heights after the legendary singer Vicente Fernandez, who lost his life last month. The plan is to rename a street near LA's historic Mariachi Plaza. The city of Pico Rivera is considering a similar action. Throughout his career, Vicente Fernandez sold over 50 million albums and appeared in more than 30 films. John Camucci got the sports.
Well, the February cover of GQ magazine will feature an athlete this year, and that athlete is Shohei Ohtani. Yesterday, GQ published the cover story profile of Ohtani, and there's a bunch of stuff in there. They asked him why he signed with the Angels in the first place. They asked him how he thought he would fare batting against himself, because he's such a good hitter and batter at the same time, or pitcher and batter at the same time.
Yeah.
And then they asked him what he thinks the MLB can do to regain its popularity. And this is my favorite part because baseball is my favorite sport.
Sure.
And he said, baseball was born here in the United States. And personally, I want baseball to be the most popular sport in the U.S. So if I can contribute to that in any way, I'm more open to it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love
him. He's great. Ohtani is just phenomenal. He's like the Babe Ruth of our generation.
Totally.
Just so, so good. All right, it's 8:21. It is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Coming up in a few minutes. When somebody comes over the house, what are you frantically trying to pick up? What are you frantically trying to clean? As somebody knocks at your door like, oh my God, someone's at the door. I got to clean all this blank up. What is it at your house, 31043? But right now, I'm going to play you a recording from earlier in the show. Everything here on our show gets taped and played back in our podcast form. So you can hear that in our podcast after the show if you want. Just search Valentine in the Morning on the iHeartRadio app. You get the entire show without commercials or songs. We do something every morning called First Sip. We salute the day in front of us.
And Valentine does First Sip, and it's always just so beautiful, so inspirational, so positive. But today, for his birthday, he let us do it.
We nailed it.
Did we?
Take a listen yourself. So, you're present to me. I will pass First Sip to y'all, but I get a point to you, and you have to continue First Sip right down the line.
Oh, gosh.
First person going is Brian Burden.
This makes me think of friendship and how much it means to be able to celebrate someone that you love, especially in these times.
And friendship can mean a lot of different things. You know, you guys have been friends for a long time. This friendship's a new friendship to me. You know, it's more recent. But I think that the time that you've spent in a friendship isn't always reflective of how deep that friendship can go.
That's true. And you never know how many trips around the sun that friend is going to have.
Oh, wow.
So you want...
Oh, wow.
Let me finish. So you want...
So the point is, you better say your goodbyes now, I guess.
Goodbye, Val.
Happy birthday.
One, two, three. Here's to a great day. Thanks for listening while I was here. You nailed it. You nailed it. That was beautiful inspiration right there.
My point was we need to love everybody. Like, it's their last day here on Earth. Say everything you want to say to them. Love them the way you want to love them.
People always say that, but how much work would that be to love everybody like it's their last day on Earth? That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Getting in the elevator, loving that person, walking downstairs, loving that person.
The person
at Starbucks everywhere I go, loving that person like it's their last day on Earth.
The people you already love, like your family, your friends.
The people you care about, the people that are important in your life, for sure.
It should be easy to love them like that.
Do you live your life like that?
Yeah.
You're an amazing person then, because that is probably difficult for a lot of people to, in every single moment, carpe diem, seize the day, every single moment, to love a person like it's their last day on Earth. If you can do that, you're a very special person. I commend you.
Oh, well, thank you. Every phone call I make with my family, it's always an I love you at the end. With my friends, I always tell them I love them at the end of every phone call.
That's so strange because you never take my calls. That's like one of the things. Huh. No, is that true?
You usually call when I'm napping or something. I love
is that
you.
Here's that sharing. Every time you come around. 104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. We got some texts coming in at 31043.
If you know people are coming over, what do you have to rush and hurry and clean? Angela said, if we have people coming over, I have to move my entire workspace off the table really quickly. Kiki D said, I rip off the covers of the sofa and Swiffer all dog fur on the floors.
What's your name again?
Kiki D.
I love that name. That is awesome. What a fun name to say too. Kiki D.
And then Jennifer said, my chair, it faces the TV most of the time, but if people are coming over, I turn it around and face the couch. So that I can talk to them.
Okay. Is Kiki D in radio?
I don't know.
Kiki D should be in radio. What a cool name. I'm sorry I'm obsessed with that now. But
it's K-I-K-I and then a capital D and a period.
Kiki D in the mornings.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's good.
Well, no. No, it's not good. Hi, Mona. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Is it your birthday, really?
It really is his birthday, yes.
Happy birthday, Valentine.
Thank you. Very sweet. We try not to mention it too much.
Well, I hope you have a beautiful day.
Oh, you're so sweet for saying that. I really appreciate that. So people come over your house. What are you doing? What are you cleaning before they walk in the door?
My dinner dining room table is my go-to to throw everything on there, from my purse to my lunch bag, to if I went shopping, bags from shopping, to my dog's treats.
Right, to your
toys
bills, to newspapers, to whatever you have, you put it on that dining room table. I've been there, I know that.
Yes.
Yeah. So you just grab it all, where do you shove it?
In the kitchen, in the washer, in my dishwasher.
Oh my God. That's brilliant.
It's my storage.
The panic on your face, then you got like a friend over, you guys are having a sandwich, whatever, and they get up and they got their dishes. I go, I'll just shove this in the dishwasher. And you're like the person locking their car keys in the car. You're like, no!
No, 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 no. Don't worry. I'll wash the dishes by hand. It's okay.
Yeah, the dishwasher's not working right lately. Is there something wrong with it?
It's been broken for years.
That's very funny. Good for you having a spot like that that's close by. You can shove stuff in there.
Yeah. You just get accustomed, you know. You get home, you don't want to do anything, and you just throw everything on one spot. You're like, I'll just deal with it later.
No, I totally get you. You helped out a lot of people now. That dishwasher is very close there, so that's a great little spot.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
To just shove stuff in, you know?
Right.
I mean, otherwise, we could just be organized, not be slobs. No, but
what's time for that?
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jilla's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
I've always thought Coachella would be fun to go to. I've never gone, but the lineup was announced, and I will be at Coachella.
No way.
Oh, my.
Come on.
Thrilled.
No way. Seriously.
I'm thrilled with these
Have
headliners.
You been to Stagecoach before?
Never been to Stagecoach.
And never been
never
to Coachella.
Never been to Coachella.
Right.
No,
you got to do both.
Oh, I have to. The lineup is so good. I'll tell you about it at 8:50.
Okay. Hey, Cynthia, what do you quickly try to clean before somebody comes over the house?
I have to pick up all my kids' toys that are usually covered all over the living room floor, the kitchen floor, everywhere. It's a battleground.
Yeah, but that's expected when you have kids. I don't think you have to really worry about that as much as you think.
Not really, but you know what? We've had a couple accidents here at home where we've stepped on them, and a couple myself have fallen down.
Oh my gosh. All right, so you're thinking for litigious reasons and insurance purposes, you don't want a neighbor or a friend coming in and tanking it on a Lego piece.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the Hot Wheels. I have a 3-year-old son, and he's adamant about leaving all of his little cars everywhere.
Oh my God, I saw an Instagram video the other day, and it was a turtle, a small red slider, using a Hot Wheel to roll across the floor.
Oh, no.
The best.
No way.
He was just like, I can pick up some speed on this thing, and he used this little Hot Wheel to roll right across the floor. It's great.
He's onto things.
Now I gotta look it up.
Oh, it's so cute. I'll tell you what, I will try and have Valerie link it in her story at Valentine the Morning on Instagram, at Valentine the Morning. Thank you for calling, by the way.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
You too. Take care. We have $1,000 coming up 9 o'clock this morning. The contest is called Easy Money. Can win a grand right here on MyFM. We got a text line right here in front of us that everything scrolls right past. I know other radio shows, they've kind of started to embrace text, and we embraced it a long time ago because we think it's fantastic. Instant way for you to get through to us, get your thoughts across at 31043. Any comments you want, any updates to our show in real time. We love it. So please, 31043, any point. Even if it's after our show, we'll see it when we get home and stuff. This text came in about Kiki D. I was all in love with this texter, Kiki D. And a lot of people now saying Kiki D was actually a singer in the late 70s. She did a song with Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Don't go breaking my, don't go breaking my, don't go breaking my heart. John's like, nope.
I was thinking of a different song.
What were you thinking?
What's the one that goes like, don't go breaking my heart? You know?
That I think
they were trying
the
to sing that song.
Yeah, yeah.
We weren't trying. We were nailing our song, I thought.
Oh, honey, I'm a...
Nailing it.
Maybe you're not that kind or type.
I thought what I did was good. I don't know what they're doing anymore. I'm moving on from that. Jill just came back from the restroom a second ago.
Oh, no.
Of course we have to mention.
We have to mention. You can't come in and say to us, guys, I just had the biggest like nightmare accident with my zipper in my underwear.
I said it was a zipper malfunction with my underwear in the bathroom right now.
I didn't know, first off, that your underwear had zippers on it. That's weird underwear.
No. No.
Do you want to tell the story or is it too embarrassing?
It's not embarrassing. It's fine. I'm sure it happens to everybody. But we have the radio station playing in the restroom. So when I walk in, I hit it over or click it over to MyFM so that I can hear what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, there's several choices for all the iHeartRadio radio stations.
Right.
And so every time you go to the restroom, you change it back to yours.
Yes.
You know, and then
so
somebody
that I can
else
hear.
Goes, yeah. Exactly.
And I thought I had some time. So I ran to the restroom, and as I'm about to, as I'm using the restroom, I hear this, you know, traffic sponsored by blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh my gosh, traffic is right now? And I knew that I had like 60 seconds until I had to be back in the studio. So I'm like, oh, and I don't know what happened, but with my thumb and like hiking up my jeans, my thumb then like went into my underwear and then wrapped itself around the zipper. So then when I went to zip up my jeans, it then got stuck in my underwear. And then my thumb was kind of poking through that way. It was, and I'm like rushing and then my arm's coming out of my sleeve. And it was just a mess in there.
I don't have much to say.
What's a mess?
Let me just see if I can kind of picture this, because it was very confusing what was happening there, you know? I'd love if John Madden was still alive, because he could have X'd out this thing, right? You know what I mean? I don't got the zipper. So was your thumb like then like poking out like your zipper? Like
my
out
thumb
your
fly? Was in my belt loops.
Okay.
And I'm hiking them up to like, I had to kind of like jump up a little bit. My pants, these pants do not fit me like
right,
they used to.
Right, I hear
so
you.
So I had to like hike them up.
Right.
But then my thumb got stuck in my underwear as I'm hiking, and I didn't quite realize that. So then when I went to zip up my pants, the underwear was in the zipper. And then
so where was the thumb at that point?
Still intertwined in the top of the underwear.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But not sticking out the zipper.
No, it was just kind of like the zipper wasn't all the way up.
Gotcha.
But the thumb is responsible for the underwear being close enough to the zipper to get caught.
Thank you for understanding. Yes.
How did you get that?
Visuals. You painted a picture.
Thank you. So then I was just kind of like, oh, shoot. And then I hear the traffic thing going. But then Dave Stiles started doing something. So I'm like, oh, okay, I've got some time. So I was able to calm down and be able to.
Have you? Have you calmed down? What do we say? Are you okay? Thoughts and prayers? I mean, what's the proper response to this?
Just glad you're back, Jill.
Hey, glad you made it.
Thank you.
Glad you made it back.
Thank you so much.
Kind of jealous.
What?
We can't
what?
Rush those kinds of things.
No, you get something stuck between the zipper. That's what I was thinking.
The same story.
Because I was picturing her thumb sticking out. I picture her thumb sticking out of the zipper and somebody going, you're in the wrong restaurant.
Good for you. You get to rush that. That's cool.
We make that mistake, Jill. It's a bad day.
Daniel
Powder follows us around all day long.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
The first woman just reached 300 million followers on Instagram. I'll tell you who she is right after traffic.
Feel better faster. HogeUrgentCare.com. 104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner just became the first woman to reach 300 million followers on Instagram. The
Holy
only
cow.
Two accounts with more followers than Kylie are Cristiano Ronaldo with 389 million, and then the official Instagram account that has 460
Unreal.
Million. Ariana Grande is right behind her, though, with 289 million followers. And then
Holy
Selena Gomez,
moly.
Third, with 288 million.
So, like, what do they... I wish I knew, and maybe somebody listening might have this information. What do they charge for a post, a sponsored post? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just one post. What does it cost? Because we had some kind of, like, insight into that world when Kevin worked here, because Allie, that's what she does for a living. She's an influencer. So we'd find out, like, what a sponsored post would cost. And I was like, oh I got to do that. But nobody cares about my stuff. What would it cost for something like that? I mean, it's got to be like millions of dollars, probably.
I remember seeing one time Kim Kardashian.
I think I saw this article.
Yeah, so she has 278 million followers right now. And it was one product. It was a million for one picture.
For one picture
one
for the
picture.
Product was $1 million?
$1 million.
Wow.
Just to post that photo.
That's crazy.
And I have never been to Coachella. I have never been to Stagecoach, but when the lineup was announced yesterday, I was like, oh, I am going to Coachella this year. That is that. The headliners this year are Kanye West.
When I be gone to November, I got to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
I used to work out to this song.
Really?
Yeah. I'm fitting with this.
I've never seen Kanye live, and I feel like it's such an experience. I would want to see
sure,
it.
Sure, right?
Then, Billie Eilish is headlining. Who is amazing live. She is so good. And then, this is what really got me excited for Coachella. Harry Styles! Headlining Coachella!
Girl, that's a money lineup. That's great.
Isn't it so
and that's
good?
Just the three that you mentioned right there.
Those are just the three nights. Those are the headliners for each night. But it's just, it's going to be such a great show. It's happening two weekends in April. I'm sure we're going to give out tickets.
Holy cow.
We do every year, right? Yeah. We always give out Coachella tickets. Yeah. So I'm sure we'll have some to give away here on MyFM.
And you've never gone, right?
Never gone.
You should go this year.
I'm going.
It's not my thing. You know, that Stagecoach, too many people, too dirty. It's a petri dish. But you should go.
You should go.
It's been postponed for the past,
Well, that's the thing, too. It's been postponed
COVID,
for a bit.
So we'll see if this actually does happen. Right now, the plan is it is going to happen.
Holy cow. What an off-the-hook thing there.
So
good.
I'm Jill with the Hollywood Headlines.
852. If you are following us at Valentine in the Morning on Instagram, at Valentine in the Morning, I'm about to teach John how to properly open a bottle of champagne. Harry Styles is going to be at Coachella. That was announced this morning. Jill was talking about that. Harry Styles is going to be there. Billie Eilish is going to be there. I mean, it's a lineup.
I'm going to be so, so happy at my first time at Coachella.
You're
this
going. You decided.
I want to go.
Especially after a year off.
Yeah, and Harry Styles is the Friday night headliner. So, then Billie Eilish and Kanye.
You're stoked.
Yeah.
We'll have tickets for it as it comes up. And by the way, tomorrow, I believe we have a big announcement about Adele about 7:30 or so. 7:25, something we can announce on the air, which is going to make a lot of people happy. Mm-hmm. All right, about 7:25 tomorrow morning on Friday. Jill says she has something planned as well in the 7 o'clock hour for fans of Encanto.
Yes, I do. I do.
I forgot what it was.
Getting
a lot of stuff
like,
lately.
What is that? I know. I'm having an MS flare-up, so my...
Are you okay?
No, but yes. I'm all
right. Right. What's it feel like? What are you feeling right now?
It's kind of out of body.
Yeah.
A little bit of pain.
Right.
A little bit of numbness.
Where's the, just so I totally understand, where's the pain? Where do you feel that? Is it the head or is it joints?
I have a headache.
I've actually always wondered this. This is so interesting to me.
Imagine, you know, when your foot falls asleep
mm-hmm.
and that tingling feeling.
Yeah.
Imagine that times 100 and so tingly that it hurts.
Oh.
That's what I feel
from
my knee all the way down to my right foot.
You're kidding. Mm-hmm.
So is it just that one leg?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It's annoying.
Do you, then this is a truthful question. Do you feel like when you walk that's problematic too?
No.
You can walk fine okay with that?
I can walk fine. Right. I can walk. I can drive.
But that feeling doesn't go away when you do walk.
No, it's still there.
Oh, yeah. God. It's like that shopping cart with one bad wheel.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
In a sad way, yes.
Yeah, she's like going around in circles, poor thing.
Well, no.
You're not doing that? Okay, guys. We'll straighten you out if you start going in circles.
She's trying to leave the studio for 10 minutes.
She can't get out. She's going in circles. You know that shopping cart I'm talking about?
Yeah, totally.
Where the one wheel is jacked up.
It bothers
and you have
me.
To put so much pressure on the other side to try and make it work and everything like that.
Because it's also loud and annoying and you
I
don't
know.
Want to be that guy
and
in
you
the grocery
can't control
store.
The shopping cart. That's our Jill. We try to control her. Like, she's looking at me like, I'm going to kill you.
I'm just going to let you guys go.
Hey, it's my birthday. You can't get mad at me. But, you know, you should know if you listen to her show, and Jill is such a great example. A lot of people call up and go, Jill is a great example for myself, my daughters, also for your sons. Here's this girl that has MS and faces this every day. You wouldn't know unless I asked her and started questioning you about what you're feeling, you know?
Yeah, I
know you don't like to talk about it, but I think it's important to talk about sometimes.
I have no problem talking about it. I just know that it could be so much worse and there's so many more awful things going on in the world that, like, if I feel crummy, I'm just going to suck it up and just go throughout my day and be fine.
I hear you. Today, I feel a bit bloated.
Yeah?
You know? But I'm not going to mention that.
Okay.
What are you doing?
My ring fell off my hand and I was trying to pick it up.
We're going to wrap things up. I think it's a good time.
Well, no. We have one last surprise.
What's the last surprise? Foxy, what is that? Lisa Fox walking in the studio.
Happy birthday.
Oh my God, more food? No.
Okay, so no, it's your pals. Randy's, hang on, let me take my mask off. It was very hard to get up here.
Big
so
exhale,
fast.
Too. Wow.
Okay, sorry. Everyone at Randy's Donuts loves Valentine in the morning. They're huge fans. They love you guys. So thank you to Lawrence, Rose, Samara, and Jocelyn, who helped make this happen. It's a customized happy
That's
birthday
a
Valentine.
Massive donut.
Massive birthday donut
huge.
Cake.
It's a that donut cake. Looks like it should roll down the street.
So
it's
cool.
Huge.
That looks so good.
Oh, that's very nice, Antone. Thank you very much.
Get your face right in it right now.
Okay.
No, it looks like that kind of a donut, right?
Amazing.
That's very nice. I do not want to put my face in it. But if you need me to put my face in it, I'll put my face in it for you.
Hot
Fox is very sweet. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
All right. Well, Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Valerie Hernandez in the room, thank you for your show. Lisa Fox, thank you for your show.
Woohoo, thank you.
104.3. A woohoo. She did a woohoo. Did you hear yesterday, Lisa, we talked about you and your woohoo? And remember when we had you on a woohoo counter at Star?
It was really hard. You're trying to break me of it, and you never will.
No, I never broke you of it.
I mean, my last two words on this, if I ever die, my last two words will be, woohoo.
It's on your headstone. Woohoo.
It's gotta be.
We talked about, I can't do it here, but we actually talked about Charisse and everything and the big meeting we had.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. And John couldn't believe it, but Jill was there too. We had you on a woohoo counter. You got like 10 woohoos a show. And then you started doing this thing like, if you only used 8 on one day, you tried to carry 2 over to the next day to do 12 woohoos.
It was really hard. Like, I should have gone through like a rehab for woohoos or something. It was really hard to break that. And it's still deep inside.
It's still there.
Me.
Yeah.
I love it. I treasure it.
Yeah.
It brings back a lot of old memories.
Brian started laughing. So I was doing a story about sadly, somebody who passed away or something, and you had started a woo. I don't know if you remember this, and you went, woo.
See?
And you went down.
I didn't want to let you guys down, but it's back because I can do what I want at midday. Woo! Woo! Yeah, baby! Happy woo-hoo!
You could have locked that door. You could have locked that door.
Starting tomorrow.
So yesterday we talked about the rumor that Tom Holland could be hosting the Oscars. But now, according to Page Six, Pete Davidson is in talks to host this year's Oscars. You know him from Saturday Night Live.
Still cool.
He is currently dating Kim Kardashian, and he's been engaged to Ariana Grande, been linked to Kate Beckinsale. But now that's the latest rumor that he could be hosting the Oscars.
Everybody's in the Pete. Even Oscar wants to date him.
They're looking to completely change what the Oscars are, and I think I would like Pete Davidson to be hosting the Oscars. That'd be great. And this Saturday night, West Side Story and Broadway star Ariana DeBose is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. But Roddy Ricch was going to be the musical guest. But he says, due to recent COVID exposure on my team, I'm working with SNL to lock in a new date. So his appearance is now postponed. And Jack Antonoff and his band Bleachers are going to replace him as a musical guest this weekend on Saturday Night Live.
I love Bleachers.
I'm Jill, the Hollywood Headlines.
All right, Lisa Fox, coming up next, you just have $1,000 easy money. Woo! Have a fantastic, fantastic Thursday. Thank you for the birthday wishes. That's very, very sweet.
You have been listening to the Valentine in the Morning full show podcast.
Who's that?
What are you doing?
That's my radio voice.
No, it's not.
You lost it. You lost it.
You were so close.
Join us Monday through Friday live right here on 104.3 MyFM with iHeartRadio.